This episode may contain content of a graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Mariah. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Body to Burial. Okay, this is something we can do with cremated ashes that I really think you're going to want to sign up for. I could see you really getting into this one.
I know what you're going to say.
Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can. Because I've talked about it a lot.
Uh-huh. We finally got it. We've got diamonds.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. So if you don't know what Nikki and I are talking about, you can turn cremated ashes into a lab grown diamond.
Oh, I love this.
Right?
Even though I've been like jonesing for this one.
Yeah. So here we go. It's here. The day has arrived.
Oh, the day has arrived. I'm excited. And my clients are going to be very excited because I have been talking to clients about this. They've actually talked to me about it before I've even asked them. So they're going to be real hyped up on this one.
Today's the week or the weeks. This is the week. I don't know how to say that.
Today's the day.
Today's the day. Yeah. Whatever day you're listening on this. It's the day. It's here. Diamond day.
Oh, I love this. Okay. I'm really excited about this one.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Let's get her in. Her name is Adele.
Okay.
And she's going to walk us through the entire process of how it works, how much it costs, what you get, how do you do it?
Perfect. So, everything I need to know.
Everything you need to know. So let's go.
Awesome.
How are you doing?
Hey, Adele. How's it going?
Good. Very good.
Good. Is now still a good time to chat?
It is. Yes.
Well, Adele, thank you again for taking the time. Let's just jump into it.
Okay.
So I have so many questions about this process. I had stalked your website before our phone call. How does it work if I wanted to get ashes turned into a diamond?
Yeah. Well, so basically what we're doing is we're extracting the carbon from ashes and then growing a diamond from that carbon source. We can do it from ashes or hair, fur in the case of a pet. If we're doing it from ashes, we only need a pretty small amount. We ask for half a cup. When someone's cremated, they're usually like 8 to 10 cups of ashes. So it's a small amount. On average, from that, there's usually about 1 to 4% carbon left in ashes after cremation. So our first step in our process is going through that purification process, super intricate, where we're extracting everything that's not carbon, and we need to get to 99.9999% purity to be able to grow a real diamond from that carbon source. Then we go to our diamond growth stage, and we have these amazing machines that replicate the same growing conditions as under the earth, high pressure, high temperature, and over time, the carbon is actually growing on top of a small sliver of a diamond, which acts kind of as its template. And so it's growing into a rough, raw diamond, just like it would under the earth. Then on the other side of diamond growth, we have our cutters inspecting it and seeing, okay, where did like natural inclusions grow? Totally normal, just like when it's grown under the earth, and ensuring that we're going to be able to cut the exact diamond that our customer ordered. So if it's a 1-carat round blue diamond, we're mapping it out to make sure we're able to cut exactly that. Then we have it cut. And we have it graded and certified, authenticating, yes, this is 100% a real diamond. If our customer wants any color, we can do almost every color of diamond. We may go through an additional coloration process. And if they want our support with setting, then we also can support them with having a beautiful piece made. And then at the very end is the homecoming. And so that's the day that your loved one comes home. So end to end, the whole process, it just depends on the size and the color. It can be between like 8 to up to 15, 16 months, just depending on how big we're going.
Is this the same process? And I don't know the science behind it, so this could be a silly question, but is this similar to the process of like when you go to buy a diamond where it's like, do you want lab grown or X? So is this kind of that same, it's lab grown?
It is a lab grown diamond. Yep. 100% a real diamond. It is grown above ground instead of below it. And the difference between what we do and what kind of a regular lab grown diamond maker might do is they're growing tons of diamonds at a time in big batches, whereas obviously we're growing one at a time from your loved one's personal carbon source. So it's almost more like commissioning a piece of art versus mass producing art.
This is my other thought. If I had two diamonds and one of them had ashes in it and one of them did not, Could the jeweler tell which diamond is which?
No, they couldn't. I mean, it's absolutely a real diamond. And so as you look at it, it's going to look just like a real diamond. It is a real diamond. And so what we do is we actually do engrave on the very edge of the diamond, the girdle of the diamond. So you're able to know that this was laboratory grown and, you know, a Turnova, and also a personal inscription. So a lot of our families will choose to just put something personal on the edge of their diamond. So you'll be able to see all of that under a jeweler's loop.
That's crazy.
I'm looking at your website and the colors are so pretty. I'm looking at the green one and the blue one.
That's my favorite.
I know.
I love our greens. They're gorgeous.
Right? It's beautiful. I'm looking at that right now. And I love the one that is almost like a blue and a green kind of mix. That one's really cool too. And
yeah,
it's so, you can pick any color that you want. Like, what if my loved one, their favorite color was purple? You can do a purple?
So there's two colors that we're not doing right now, purple and pink. But yeah, pretty much every other color. And yeah, a lot of people do personalize this to, you know, say to people, what reminds you most of your loved one? You know, when you look down at it, that it will evoke a really positive association and positive memory. So, you know, somebody might be green because their loved one like loves the outdoors. I did a black diamond for my business center, Tracy, who we started the company because of, because I always used to joke, she was like my ski instructor. She would, you know, not let me go the easy route, and she would just put me down the black diamonds, you know, and like challenge me to go out of my comfort zone. So it's like, of course, you're a black diamond. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because my mom loved jewelry, and I mean, that was like her most favorite thing ever, and loved diamonds, anything sparkly, anything fun like that. So then I was wondering if this was even an option. Then I found you guys. I thought it was just so neat, the process. And I was really, really excited to hear it's only a half a cup, because that was my biggest fear is what happens if I give you all of her and then something happens and someone steals my ring. You know, that was like my biggest fear is like, what if I lose her? And then now all of her ashes are gone. I don't know if that makes sense, but that was my
Gosh. It totally makes sense. And that's so many people's initial like concern. And so as we go through the process, we actually extract more carbon than what we need for the initial diamond growth. So that way we always have a storage safe reserve for our customer. And God forbid a diamond ever is lost or stolen, we encourage people to always insure. That way they can come back and we can grow them another diamond. And we also see people coming back and being like, my dad passed and I actually want my mom and dad to get to be together in a diamond. So we can support that too.
Yeah, I was already thinking about a tennis bracelet with my dogs.
Oh my gosh. Yes, exactly. We have a lot of customers that do that. Yeah.
Right? Because I have their ashes and I'm like, okay, well, I've already got like three just chilling here right now. So that would be a nice little start of a bracelet.
Right? Yeah. It's so true. Yeah.
And the dogs, do you need the same, just a half a cup?
Half a cup. Yep. Or fur. You know, we can do it from kind of I always say a healthy handful. So, you know, just what can kind of fit in your palm. And we can get a lot of carbon out of hair or fur too.
Really? God, that is so interesting to me. What makes the color? How do you add the color?
So different colors are created depending on elements that are in them. So a clear diamond is just 100% carbon. A blue diamond has a little bit of boron in it. A yellow diamond has a little bit of nitrogen in it. And then we can actually take a yellow diamond and through a coloration process, turn it into a number of different colors. So red, black, green, they actually all start originally as yellow, and you're kind of changing the crystalline structure through an irradiation process, and that's turning it into an optically different color, which is really interesting.
That half a cup, that could be, what's the biggest carat that you can get with? That's what it's called, right? A carat?
Larger size. So I mean, it's not really based on the amount of material. Like what we extract from half a cup of ashes is more than enough for like 5 to 6 diamonds. It's really our technology and our science. It does get more and more difficult. The bigger the diamond is, the higher odds of having some inclusions in there. And so oftentimes at our largest sizes, we can go up to a 3-carat right now. We might be growing a couple diamonds, a couple rough diamonds to really get the one that's clear enough to be able to cut that size from. So our customers know that going in. And if we actually grow an additional diamond, they get to have that rough diamond as well. So it ends up being a win on the other side. But yeah, we can go up to 3 carats.
So interesting. It's very sciencey.
It is and it isn't. So I think what's interesting about Eterniva, and like when we initially started, you know, we got into this a little bit by chance, honestly. So as I mentioned, my business mentor, Tracy, we were initially starting a regular lab-grown diamond company and building a consumer brand for just lab-grown. And that was around the time that Tracy got sick. And I was one of the people taking care of Tracy as she was dying. And we were really close. Like, she was a second mom to me. And those of us that were caring for her, like, that was kind of all of us. It's just like, she had shown up in our life in a way nobody had ever come close to. And so we were like, man, like, we really owe it to her to ensure that her legacy continues, because she didn't have any next of kin. She wasn't married, didn't have kids. And so it was the diamond scientist that mentioned this process to me offhand, just like talking about it as an application for lab-grown and diamond technology, and blew me away. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do this for Tracy, no doubt. And I went to go start the process actually with a different company. And honestly, it was just really off-putting. Like, they didn't ask who this was for or what her relationship to me was. And it was super transactional. And it just didn't feel good to be parting with my loved one for a protracted period of time and giving her away to a company where she was kind of just a number. And, you know, also wanting to understand, like, okay, how do I know her assets go into the diamond, and how do you kind of provide that transparency around the process? And they were very black box about it. It was like, send us money and we'll FedEx you a diamond. And so that was really what initially got us like wanting to do this or looking into it, is I was like, man, like, I'm now so attached to the idea of having a diamond for Tracy, but I just don't really feel good about, you know, the companies that are out there, you know, well, why don't we see if we can't figure this out? And, you know, that was very idealistic at the time, looking back now, because it was a very difficult process to set up and to really get right. But we did. And, you know, I think that that's a really big part of who we are today, is just, it gets to be personal. We get to know every single loved one out the gate. Our team speaks with every family and learns all about their loved one. And we have photos of them. We put them up in our office, in our systems. Anybody that ever engages with the customer, whether that's like them communicating or behind the scenes, our scientists, our lab technicians, they see the photo of every one of our loved ones. They know their story. We've shared their story internally. As we go through the process at the close of major milestones, we actually share different updates, so videos and pictures. And then along the way, we're just in communication, and we really want to be building a relationship and supporting the family. We're aware, like, we're parallel processing with somebody's grief. And so we want to be a supportive outlet and value added, and helping them feel like they have a place that they can come and talk about their loved one and celebrate them. And you'll be on our Instagram, our TikTok. We tell so many of our customer stories, and we're always looking for ways, how can we add more value? So I always talk to my team, like, we're not just a product. We're really an experience for people. And our mission is to support more people in finding meaning in the wake of loss and accessing kind of that sixth optional stage of grief, which is making meaning.
I think, as a person who has lost someone that would love this whole process, that would mean anything to the person that is going through it. The pictures alone would be exciting. Right? Oh my God. Yeah. When you're saying that, I'm like, you feel like you're part of the process, and it is hard. I have toyed with that with my mom. You want it to go in hands that are going to be comforting and loving to your person as much as you 100%. Care about them. So that is a 100%. Really good feeling. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, it's so true. And that's something that is just like, no matter what, like, that's just who we are and our DNA as a company. We actually say it's one of kind of our uniques, is, excuse my world language, but people who give a shit, you know, who are like genuinely invested and care a lot. And like, we'll go to the end of the earth for our customers and their family, like, always, no matter what.
I do hair, and I've talked to a lot of my clients about this, and all of them are like, I can't wait till you tell me when you talk to them. Cause they're like, I just don't want to be on a mantle. I want to be something pretty. And
yeah. Well, you are in the perfect line of work to support people with doing this, if you're cutting their hair. Cause actually my fiance and I are having our own diamonds made. And this is like a slightly different use case that we don't like broadly advertise, but obviously we can do, is the two of us are actually taking the carbon in our hair and we're combining it together in our engagement ring. So I'm going to have two green diamonds made from the carbon in James and I's hair. So when we asked our hairdresser for some hair, they were like, what? Why?
Yeah.
And I got to explain it to them.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. And that's right? really personable. And the green is a good choice because it's a really cool color on your website. I bet in person it looks even better.
They're so beautiful. It's like this gorgeous like olive green. And yeah, the green is my favorite color by far.
Yeah, that was the first thing that stuck out in my head was that. And blue and green is my favorite color. I'm thinking if I wanted to be a diamond after I die, I'd be either the blue or the green for sure.
Yeah. You know, and it's really cool that you say that because that's something that I talk about a lot. So one of my very close friends, she actually lost her dad about a year and a half ago. He was diagnosed with a pretty awful brain tumor and they knew it was going to be quick. And so they got to talk about this beforehand. And so she was able to ask him like, Dad, what color do you want to be? And like, let's talk about that and let's make meaning around that. And she was the example I gave of like, she chose green because he was huge into the outdoors. And so she was like, this just feels right. And it was her favorite color too. But just the fact that she got to talk to her dad about it and they were able to have a plan around it, it just meant so much to her knowing that he got to know before he passed away. Oh, and also he just got so emotional too. Like she told him like, hey, I want to do this for you. And he's like, you would do that for me? And he just started crying. Oh. You know, it's such an acknowledgement, I think, of who you've been for somebody that they would want to do this for you. And that's my vision, is I just want more people to get to have that conversation and to just feel that alignment with their loved ones so that when they go to do it, they're just like, yep, I'm delivering on what they wanted.
I never would have known about this if my person didn't pass away. You kind of go through your own little journeys of stuff and what they would want or what you would think they would want. Mm. And then I started following these different like grief, whatever stuff on Instagram. And someone had posted about making their loved one a diamond. And I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's so cool. And yeah, you just never know about it until you're in the situation. And I wish I would have known about it before she was passing to be asking her if she wanted to be a diamond and what that would have been awesome. But I know she would. I know deep down she would because she loves her jewelry. So I know she would.
I feel like, right? And in my experience, anybody that does learn that somebody wants to do that for them, it's like, wait, what? Because you're not going to do this for everybody in your life. I think there's a handful of people, like you can probably count on your hand who your diamonds are, you know? And the common denominator, like we always say our tagline is remember remarkably, because every diamond that we make, the person behind it, their story, you're just like, man, that was an amazing person or pet. You learn so much about what really matters in life by hearing about these people. And so I am very confident your mom is definitely a diamond. She has earned a diamond.
Right? So. She has earned a diamond. And even when someone passes years and years and generations, their jewelry gets passed down. Like that's one thing that always goes to people is jewelry. And I love how it's all kind of tied together. It's really interesting and really neat to me.
I feel that so much. I mean, that to me, the diamond isn't for everybody and that's totally okay. But as I think about a world where we're becoming massively increasingly cremation based in the United States, we were 10% cremation in 1980, and by 2040, they're saying we'll be up to 80%. With majority of people cremating now, it means that your ashes typically sit in an urn, like in a family home, and then unfortunately, they don't make it past the next generation because it's like nobody really wants to inherit an urn full of ashes and carry that around, especially if they're moving, et cetera. And so somebody usually, they'll get released, you know, so they'll go spread their ashes somewhere, or kind of forgotten about. And what I appreciate about the diamond is that it does ensure somebody's legacy is going to stay alive because you're not going to throw a diamond away. You're going to pass that down for sure. And it's just going to preserve somebody's story, I think, in a really impactful way.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, Superbeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
My husband's like, what are you going to do with all these dogs? I'm like, I don't know. They're just hanging out here for now. But if I could turn them into something beautiful where I can look down at my wrist or as a necklace. Yes. And you, when you look at it, you're instantly going to remember and you think of them. That's the thing.
100%. As somebody that has two diamonds, I have one for my grandma who I have as a necklace, and then Tracy, I engage with them on a daily basis. And I think that's so special and meaningful to me, is like whenever I'm typing or I'm driving, like I just have a moment with Tracy when it's like the sun hits her diamond and she kind of sparkles up. And I know for sure I think about them both way more than I would have if I just had an urn kind of collecting dust in the back of my closet. And it also means that they get to be there on really significant days. We see a lot of our customers doing this so their loved one can be with them on their wedding day, or so that whenever they go on family vacations, they're going with them.
Yeah, they're in, because I always joke around with my husband and I'm like, you know, if you die, I'm going to cremate you and put you in a backpack and take you on vacations with me and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but now you don't need a backpack. Yeah. You could just put them in a diamond and they can just go with you all the time, every day.
Much cleaner, simpler, yes. Much less likely to get taken by TSA.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Mariah's dream is always to be a little scattered at Disneyland. And now you can you could get a little baby diamond and just, you can put it in the bushes.
There you go.
No joke. I had somebody say that where they were like, I'm going to have a diamond made so that I can go on It's a Small World and throw my diamond into one of the treasure chests and then nobody will find it. And I was like, that is hilarious and
see?
Awesome.
See? That's right. You'll always be there.
We're always trying to find the workaround to how to stay in Disney, so that might just be it.
That's a pretty good one.
I don't know the appropriate way to phrase this, but is there a shelf life for the ashes? If I had someone that died 15 years ago, are their ashes still viable for this process?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no shelf life on ashes. You can do this at any point. One of my favorite early customers, she did this for her son, Jordan, who she had lost 20 years ago. And she heard about us and she's like, oh, my God, I'm doing this. And she did a diamond. It was just so cool because she was able to talk about Jordan like 20 years later. And so 100% that's possible.
I know you've mentioned it could be hair as well. So how much of that would you need?
Yeah, I usually say like a healthy handful. So, you know, if you're able to kind of like compact it into the palm of your hand, and our team also can support with like kind of if our families send us a photo, we can tell them, okay, that looks like enough, or, you know, maybe a little bit more. But especially if you're getting a haircut, and like no harm in just sweeping up all of the hair that was cut so that you've got more than enough.
Is the hair kind of the same deal as like the ashes? Like there's no shelf life on it? Because like I know there's, my mom was one of those people who like kept our baby hair and like hair from our first haircut and stuff. So
people that
have that sort of thing, still viable?
Yep.
Okay.
Still viable. Still got carbon. Yep.
Love it. Okay. And then the kit. I was looking at the website. So you sign up, you get a kit. Could you explain to us what's in the kit, how the kit works?
Yeah, totally. So basically, our welcome kit has everything that you need to package up the half a cup of ashes or hair and to be able to send back to us, and also to select your diamonds. So we put a number of different cubic zirconia sizes in there so you can see what those sizes like actually look like in real life, get a sense of what size you want to be going for. We've got some different material in there that you can kind of see what different like colors look like. And it's very special and personal as well. Typically our customer will have spoken with somebody on our team in advance, and then they'll get a really beautiful video message from our team in that welcome kit. So it's a really nice, like just kind of personal touch point that symbolizes the start of the journey. And then we have pre-labeled packaging that you can easily put the ashes into the container and return the welcome kit to us. And we're off to starting the journey together.
What about cost? How much does this cost?
Yeah, so cost is basically going to be driven by the size of the diamond and the color of the diamond. Different colors are a bit more difficult to create than others. And obviously, as it gets bigger, it's more expensive. We see most people usually opting for like around 7,000 to 8,000, getting kind of a bigger, you know, size diamond as part of that. And then we also do have financing through a firm, so it kind of makes it easier to split the cost up a little bit.
I love that. I had a question about storage. So hypothetically, if I wanted to do this for my kids and I wanted it to be this thing where it's like, hey, I already gave my hair when I pass away, I had these diamonds made. Do you guys have any sort of systems in place where you hold on to the diamonds, then they're given at like at a later point, or do they always need to come back to someone immediately after their process?
Yeah, we do, just for security and ensuring that we don't have any kind of carrying liability. We do always want to be returning home to the family at the end of the process. But something that will be coming is the ability for somebody to pre-plan and to prepay ahead of time to secure pricing today.
Question.
So not a current part of our offering today, but something that I would say expect to see within the next probably year, because we get asked that a lot of people just wanting to make those arrangements ahead of time. So we just want to make that easier for them.
Yeah, because I feel like it's such a neat keepsake for your kids or yourself. And I feel like if I wanted to do it, I wouldn't want my kids to pay for the cost. So I would want
totally
to be like, hey, I have this already arranged, prepaid, like, here you go.
Yeah, 100% with you there. Totally.
I have a quick question. So you have the diamond, then I have to go to a jeweler to get the setting if I want to have it in a ring or in a necklace or a bracelet or anything like that? Or do you guys do that too?
Yep, we do that. So we support our families, and majority of customers work with us. And then if they had a specific jeweler in mind, it's always the one that they work with. No problem. You know, they don't need to go through us. But yeah, majority of our customers get our support with setting. So they can pick, here are a number of different examples of what other people have done. Oh, I love that one, I'm going to do that one. Or if they wanted to completely custom design something. And, you know, it is a really cool opportunity to just design a piece that has really cool storytelling to it. I actually had a friend who did this for her daughter, and the two of them used to go antiquing. And so she was like, you know, I definitely need to have Katie's diamond in like an antique ring. And she also loved the ocean. And so she's like, let's kind of incorporate a wave element into the design. And so there's little details like that, that when shared with our jeweler, they can help design something that just has like little kind of storytelling details that are personal to you and your loved one.
Yeah, because I love anything antique, and people have their own settings. You know, my mom was, she would die if I turned her into, what is that one that's like the teardrop? I can't remember the name of that one. But yeah, you know, there we go.
Or
a marquee. A marquee. She hated marquees. And I only like square. And I'm like, if you turn me into oval, I'm going to be annoyed. So yeah, you know, like you, you know, you could pick what your person is, because if you know them that well, and I think that's pretty neat.
We've had actually one of my favorite settings I saw recently was they did an infinity sign as the ring itself, with a diamond kind of like offset to the side. And then as part of the infinity symbol was actually their heartbeat. So like it was like their heartbeat was a part of the infinity.
I love that. See, it's just so beautiful. You can just do so much personalization with, and I would feel much happier because my mom's in an urn and she's at the house, and you know, and I, when I see it, I get I just get a little bit sad. You know, you're like, oh, it's an urn and she's in there. But if I picture her as a diamond, it kind of makes me smile and it makes me a little more happy, you know?
You know, you just hit on something that was like a big, fascinating outcome of, we had Baylor University as a really great grief program, and they were really interested by this. And they're like, what does it do for somebody to have what they call an anchor object? And so it's something that is kind of the physical portable memorial that you kind of anchor emotion and association to. And so they were studying our customers, and that was like one of the big insights that they heard from a lot of people, was that whenever they looked at the ashes, it reminded them of their loved one's death. And it was like a marker of loss. And then when they go through kind of a process, and especially getting to witness the transformation, it helped them integrate better, because what they ended up finding on the other side was the diamonds represented an association to life and to spirit and to like the bright kind of vibrant person that they were. And so getting to watch that transformation occur from like a marker of death to a rebirth, if you will, you know, help people integrate better, basically.
I mean, it really, it does. Just even talking about it makes my soul feel better. Yeah, it does. It's a little happier than just a sad urn, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot prettier.
Yeah. It is. I know. Nothing against urns. They definitely add value, and you want your person to, it just feel like them.
Yeah.
We were bright, vibrant, beautiful humans in this life. And, you know, I want more people to get to be talked about and remembered that way. And just a conversation piece too. I think that's what's really cool. It's like you watch how people share this with everybody that they know as they're going through the process. They're sharing their updates with all their friends and their family. And then, of course, when they get the diamond, everybody's like, oh, my God, let me see you, da-da-da. And I think in a culture where we're really weird about grief and a lot of people clam up, shut down, avoid, and just, like, don't talk about your person, to have something that is, like, kind of a bit, like, one degree more removed from the loss and is more uplifting and people can comfortably engage with it. And so it just gives, like, the opportunity for the person experiencing grief to get to talk about their loved one a lot more, you know, and to share them with people. And I think that is really important and cathartic, just in general, to get to talk about them more.
I think so too. I'm even telling my clients about it and I haven't even gotten it done yet, you know.
Aww,
and everybody's all that. Like, all excited about it. And it's interesting to hear that other people have thought about it and they're like, I didn't even know this was a thing. You know, you hear it somewhere, but you don't really research it or think about it too much until the time comes, but
yeah,
a lot more people are talking about it. And that's probably how you guys get your business, is through word of mouth and social media, I would assume, right?
Big time. Yep, exactly. Is a lot of it is word of mouth for sure. And actually, you know, what's interesting is we have a really big presence on TikTok. And I think what we see there is the younger generation embraces this because they just have such a different relationship with death and they're way more like open to it and willing to talk about it. And so they often are kind of the influencing factor to their parents. So they'll be like, Mom, like, what are we doing with Dad's urn? You know, like, let's do something. Let's make a diamond. Let's be a part of this as a family. And I think they're just teaching older generations how to engage with the topic that I think historically we wanted to put in a box and not look at. And I don't think that's very healthy, because when you inevitably do experience loss, which all of us are going to do, like, you don't know how to grieve because culturally you've been taught to put it away, put it in a box, don't look at it. And so it's cool to see how younger people are just way more embracing and open to it. And it's getting destigmatized more. And that's what we want to see. Like, that it's not weird to talk about your lost loved one. So that's completely fine, completely normal when you get to experience the full range of emotion and not feel like you have to censor yourself, because we're all going through it. It's important to talk about. And I love that you're profiling different companies in the space, because I think the innovation here is much needed. That was another real motivator for us to want to start Eternova, was looking across the landscape and saying, what do I want to do for Tracy and what feels special and meaningful? A lot of what I was finding online just felt trinkety and cheap and transactional, and people just deserve better options, better experiences, better overall customer journeys. We have so much innovation in every other area of our life, and you can have just the best brand experience with, you know, your toothbrush and your pet food. So why not here? You know, I want to see it more here.
I think your guys' company mission is incredible. I think what you're offering, and I think the ability to keep your loved one's story prevalent and have them a part of your life on a daily basis in a way that makes you feel happy, is an incredible opportunity. And I hope that I could do something like this for my kids or with my loved one in the future. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. And just, it's cool to hear, you know, just whenever it does resonate with people, because I think that that's just, yeah, like we want to give more people options that feel like right for them. And again, like I said, it's not for everybody and that's totally okay. But it just makes me happy to know that people know that it's an option. So if it does resonate, then they get to do something that feels special and meaningful and not just traditional and kind of out of obligation. So thank you for helping allow more people to know that this is something that you can do.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're happy to spread the word.
I think this is so fantastic for pet lovers, people lovers, everything. It's so cool. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, yeah, just appreciate you guys and really appreciate bringing awareness to an important area that we don't talk about enough. So
thank you. Thank you for talking to us.
Absolutely. It was a delight.
Okay, so what color diamond are you going to be? Maybe I should say, what color diamond are the pups going to be? Because I could see the tennis bracelet. Yeah. I could see you really going all into this in a lot of different ways.
I'm going to obviously have to throw in a blue, and then a blue probably for Maddie because she had these like crystal blue eyes.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Then Maverick had this like black heart above his ear that was, he was all white with like little black spots, not like a Dalmatian, but like a few black spots. But he had one that looked like the shape of a heart on his ear to his skull. So aww. Obviously he's going to have to be black. Ash Dog is going to have to be, I feel like he's a yellow. I don't know why. I just feel that.
Okay. Feel maybe that that's his aura. Be, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's a yellow. Scrappy is, I feel like he's a green. Norman is a red for sure. And Maggie was all black, but she can't be black, but I would love her to be purple if she could. So
oh, I like it. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my lineup.
That's a beautiful tennis bracelet. I don't know how Ryan's going to afford it, but that seems like the perfect gift.
I mean, honestly, though.
Uh-huh. I like it.
I loved it. I thought that was so neat. I'm telling you, like, I feel like if you can look down at a diamond, it makes your soul happy. Even talking about it and talking about my tennis bracelet in my head makes me think of every single dog, you know?
And you feel peace and warmness.
Yes. No, I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's great. I think that it's also super cool that it's not a ton of ash, right? So you can still go do
yes.
any other things that you wanted to do or
yes.
scatter those wherever that person wanted. But you can create this thing that, like, I would love to be like a ring for my daughter or a necklace, you know, or whatever. I think that that's super cool. She might think it's creepy. I don't know. but I think it's cool. I think it's a really neat way to like keep that person
yes.
with you. It was very cool. Certainly something that I had heard about, but wasn't sure that it was actually something that was real or that you could really do. So nice to have the facts about it. And we will put the company website in the show notes. So if you're interested in getting some more information or figuring out how to set this up for yourself, even, you can reach out to Adele and she can walk you through the process and get you a kit. So that you can take a look at everything and pick a carrot. So, like, how fun is that? You like get a box of fake diamonds to pick your carrot. Like, oh,
I know.
Love it. Well, that'll be in the show notes, everybody, if you're interested in checking that out. And I don't know. I don't have anything else to say except this was super informative and I'm happy to have gone on the journey with you. Until next week.
Let's see what we got next one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where we're going. We'll have to see what comes up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for listening and supporting us. We do encourage you to follow us at Instagram at Body to Burial. Hit us up on Twitter at Body to Burial. And you guessed it, you can send us an email to hello@bodytoburial.com.
If you have any guest suggestions, just let us know. Please hit the subscribe button or follow button on whatever app you are listening to.
Thanks so much, guys. See you next time.